GiantsGiants.com. I'm John Schmelkin. Today's Giants Insider is Giants safety Antrell Trell. How have you spent the first few weeks of your, unfortunately, early offseason?
On the couch. I haven't left the couch.
Watching football at all?
Oh, I've been watching all the football. That's all I've been doing, watching football. And, you know, just to think back over the season, you know, seeing, you know, where we can improve, where can I improve. And, you know, just trying to relax right now.
Being able to take that step back and now having a few weeks to look back on the season, have you come to any conclusions, figured anything out?
Well, you know, I just think we just need to be, obviously, you know, more consistent and, you know, more consistent in each and every one of our approaches to the game. And, you know, just being more vocal within the defensive scheme and, you know, with the coaches and the players and just making sure everyone's on the same page at the same time.
Is that the key to consistency, week in, week out, communication, simple things like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a strong part of it. But, you know, more so than that, I just think that, you know, as players, you know, we need to find ourselves each and every week and, you know, just not take that week off and, you know, dig deep sometimes even when our bodies and our minds telling us, you know, to shut it down.
So you do think in those two disappointing games at the end of the season, Baltimore and Atlanta, that something, some type of intangible was missing when you guys stepped out onto that field?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's not the way we play football. You know, there's certain games, you know, you get up and you beat, you know, some of the best teams in football, the Saints, Green Bay, San Francisco, obviously. And then, you know, you have those two huge letdowns against those opponents. And, I mean, granted, you know, they're great teams, but, you know, I don't feel like there's no team in the NFL that we cannot beat.
Watching the playoffs, has it been frustrating? Have you learned anything about your team from watching these other teams in the playoffs and advance?
I wouldn't say it's been frustrating, but, it definitely has its bitter moments. It can't be frustrating because, you know, we've had more than several opportunities, you know, to grant ourselves to be in the postseason, but, you know, we failed at those opportunities. So just going out there and watching the games, and, you know, there's been a lot of good football. You know, there's been a lot of good football. I've definitely been a fan of these playoff games, and just eager to see, you know, what takes place next.
Isn't it amazing how much Colin Kaepernick has grown as a thrower? We know about his athleticism, but as a passer, he seems so much better now than even the first, second, third game he took over that position.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, the key to his success is, you know, he's so poised. And he's a guy that, you know, that never seems to be rattled, and he's a guy that seems to take on all challenges.
All right, how about Ray Lewis and Tony Gonzalez? Probably going to see both those guys play their last football games. Your thoughts on those two guys going up against them over the years?
Their play speaks for itself. I think their, you know, their career speaks for itself. Tony Gonzalez, you know, obviously a Hall of Fame guy, and, you know, just so unfortunate that, you know, playing that in the seasons he wasn't able to play for a Super Bowl title and actually getting his first playoff win, you know, last week. So, you know, I mean, the best wishes to those guys. I mean, I'm sure, you know, obviously, you know, their lives are set. They can move on to bigger and better things, you know, outside of football. And Ray Lewis, you know, he has one more time to go out there and claim a title, which is always good. And his team right now is hot. You know, they're hot and they're playing with a chip on their shoulders. And I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens next.
Does that Ravens team at all remind you of the type of run your team went on last year on your way to the Super Bowl?
No doubt about it. You know, those guys are hungry. You know, as well as we were very hungry last year. And I think it showed in our approach and you know, and how we came about the game. And, you know, that's what it looks like with that team. I mean, are the Ravens the best team out there? No, I don't think so. But right now they're hot and they're clicking and, you know, those guys are making plays, you know, when the opportunity presents itself.
It's funny. I was talking to one of the guys in here the other day talking about the last three seasons. The Giants had a hand, it seems, in the team that made the Super Bowl run. In 2009, it was the Packers beating you guys. Last year, you guys got into the playoffs and went on that run against the Cowboys. And this past year, the Ravens were on a three-game losing streak until they faced the Giants. So one way or the other, you guys seem to be the litmus test for whatever team makes a Super Bowl run. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we were on the wrong side of the stick this year. But, you know, we'll get better, and we will bounce back from it. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm extremely confident in this team. You know, I think a rest for this team right now might be such a good thing. And, you know, it's a very unfortunate, you know, like I say, that we're not in the postseason. Obviously, you know, that's our only goal, you know, when we you know, start training campus, you know, to make sure we try to get to that postseason.
What is Antrell going to do this offseason? What's on your agenda to try to get better yourself as an individual player and also get this team better as a whole defensively next year?
You know, first and foremost, you know, just relax, you know, rest my body, you know, just stay in shape and, you know, just try to communicate with the coaches as much as I can, you know, get a lot of feedback from them, see that certain things they look back, you know, talk to a lot of players, you know, see certain things they look back or seeing certain, you know, ways they might want to handle certain situations that, you know, they might not have, you know, expressed through the course of the season. And, you know, just get out to a better start. Get out to a better start and make sure our minds are mentally fresh, make sure there's no outside distractions, and let's just take it from there.
Final question, give me the on-show role, Super Bowl breakdown and prediction, 49ers and Ravens.
49ers is a great team. You know, 49ers is a great team. I think they have, I think they have all the weapons to make a great run to win the Super Bowl. But something tells me, you know, it's just not about talent at this point. Something tells me that, you know, I think it's a higher power that has a an outlook over the Ravens team. And that's just the way they've been playing. And those guys are, you know, they're hot. You know, you have to definitely go with the hot team.
Don't mess with fate, right?
Can't mess with fate.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Giants safety on Charol. Plenty more coming on Giants.com. Stay tuned.